Waltip to the Road Rage. We are back. We are back. That's a microphone accident there, Ramona. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I almost got eaten up by the microphone. You can get in 654-7627. We're going to talk some wind totals and all that stuff. Honestly, I planned on doing that for much of the day. And I have another whole show here that I haven't even touched yet today. Thanks for nothing, Monique Love. Noah in Spartanburg. Noah, how are you, Noah? Good to have you.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Good. What's going on, Noah?
Good. Well, I heard you were talking about to get into some degenerate stuff, so I figured I'd be the man.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
Off. You know, I normally come with the wild stuff, so I figured. First, before I get into it, just the last caller was touching on Missouri, and you were talking about Missouri. Do you not feel that? What's it, the quarterback, if he's as good as what everyone thinks he's going to be, do you not feel that Lane Kiffin would have just taken him with him to LSU? Does that make sense what I'm asking?
Well, it's like, an interesting point, but I do think Austin Simmons can play. I don't have reservations
like,
about that.
It was known off the rip that Lane Kiffin was leaving, and it was
yeah, no, the, it's an interesting point, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, okay. And then I have a couple NFL questions.
Yeah.
First one is, I got the Vikings at plus 510 to win their division. Do you love, hate, indifferent? How do you feel about that?
I think Kyler Murray is a massive upgrade at quarterback. And so I think they're live. If I had to pick somebody to win that division, though, I'm probably picking the Packers.
Yeah,
it's going to be highly competitive because the Bears are going to be good too, and the Bears are well coached as well.
By the way, Noah,
give me a pause 1 second, Ramona. You got to see Noah just reminded me of something. You got to check out the Kyler Murray video on my Twitter feed. Check that.
I will.
You got to see it to believe it. I'm sorry. The Bears are going to take a step back. Why?
I just think they won too many games. I'm a big believer in games that you win by one possession or lose by one possession, essentially flip at some point. And I think they won too many games in miraculous fashion for that to be a consistent thing. Obviously, they made it a consistent thing last year, but I don't think that's a year-to-year thing, if that makes sense.
Well, I think there's wisdom to your words, Noah, but where I would say I would differ a little is I think some of that relates directly to the quarterback. When your quarterback gets better, you start winning those games. And I think
that's fair.
And I think the Bears have started to win those games.
That's fair. My next thing is, and I know this is like, you know who I like. You know I'm a Cardinals fan, so this isn't typical what you're going to hear fast.
So you know what? Let me ask you a question, okay?
Yes, sir.
We'll play a little match game, okay?
Yes, sir.
If we look at your entire roster, and I'm looking over your entire...
So being the Arizona Cardinals, of course, right?
Yeah, yeah. We look over your entire roster, and we're going to hold a draft where... I want you to choose your top three players.
For my team?
Yeah. Now, don't do it yet. Don't say anything yet. Here's what we're going to do, Ramona. You with me, Ramona? I'm going to write down my three names. I'm going to write them big enough. I hope that Ramona can see them.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So I'm going to go...
why don't you write it?
Hold on. Oh, why did I write it up there?
Write it in the Comrex.
Oh, well, I could have done that. Okay. So I can write to you in that blank space. Okay, let me do that. There's one. There's two. And there's three. All right. And I just sent it to you. All right. No, I have sent Ramona the three guys I would choose first off of your roster. Go ahead.
Okay. 1-1, Trey McBride. 2, if I can have them on a rookie contract, it'd be Josh Sweat, but it's not. 3 is a, I have really 4. It'd be Josh Sweat, Paris
Johnson, Michael Wilson, and Trey McBride. That would be my four.
Wow. Because first of all, I'm only giving you three, but we did not match. We matched one guy.
Well, probably McBride.
Yeah, we matched McBride.
Yeah.
My other two guys would be Jeremiah Love, which...
Love is just unproven to me. That's my issue. Love, like, after you ask me this question in 5 months,
no, trust me, he's proven. Okay, he's a freak talent. He is one of the great.
I like what I saw, even though he turned that ankle.
Yeah,
he played a snap too long on a hip drop tackle.
Yeah.
It was his one game to go. They said he was going to get – I mean, I like 14 touches in one game rather than 14 touches across three games, personally. Yeah. Get him in, see what he's got, and go. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, but you're good. I mean, people are already trying to draw Adrian Peterson comparisons because of the running style. I don't know about Adrian Peterson, but I think Love is one of the truly unique running back talents that has come along in the last 20 years. And I think he has it all. So he would be one of my three guys. And quite honestly, I'm a little surprised. Maybe injury history deterred you from this, but my other would be Walter Nolan.
Walt's there too. That's the issue. Every time I see him, he's in some kind of new cast. It's either a knee, now it's the new hand and arm. And I've come to the conclusion, and we've been saying in the Cardinal Inner Circle discourse, like Reddit and all the post-practice chats we do, we need to wrap them in bubble wrap until September 13th. Wrap them in bubble wrap, and then we let them go. Because he's getting hurt off nothing.
And but I'm going to tell you something right now. If Walter Nolan is healthy, it is not out of the realm of possibility in my mind that he could be the defensive player of the year in the NFL. I think he is that much of a difference maker. He is so frigging insanely explosive as a three tech. He's Warren Sapp-like. He's actually quicker. He's maybe more Aaron Donald-like. He's that type of guy, except he's bigger than Aaron Donald. You know, so I think there is a legitimate chance that if Walter Nolan could play a whole season healthy for Arizona, that you might be talking about the best defensive player in the National Football League.
Granted, it's very biased. I say if he plays 17 games, he's a 9-10 plus sack guy easily.
Especially you pair him
with Sweat.
Yep.
And granted, you haven't seen much from him, but you got to think with the type of player we're talking about with Walt Nolan, he's going to elevate. Darius Robinson becomes free. Mac Wilson becomes free. I mean, he's an elevator. I agree with you 100%. The short clip we saw, especially in the Dallas game.
Yeah.
The Dallas game was the one game he really got to go. Two sacks, a tackle in the backfield, and a forced fumble. The man has the juice. It just can't he stay healthy.
Yeah, that's
it. I 100% agree.
Yeah, that's it. From a draft standpoint, if I'm picking the top guys off this roster, those would be my three guys. And I like Paris Johnson. I think he's a good, solid left tackle. But I think the three guys I mentioned are fairly spectacular players.
And they're all young. That's the difference between the people we named, the people you named, and the people I named.
Yep.
I can't turn down Josh Sweat because he gave me almost 12 sacks last year.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but I appreciate you entertaining me on some Cardinals talk for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
But the reason for the call, I need you to talk me out of Dallas to win the NFC. Dak, I know that sounds crazy, but they just add Von Miller. Kenny Clark's there. They have Quinnen Williams. The way they're talking about Downs is, unreal to me.
Yeah.
Generational. They have CD. I mean, Dak is consistent. These people get
I've been trying to tell people for a number of years now how good Dak Prescott is, because he really is. I mean, I saw NFL player ranking the other day, Noah, and I couldn't believe this. I meant to talk about this. I haven't got to it yet. Sam frigging Darnold is ranked number 21 by National Football League players. They played keep away from him to win the Super Bowl. How can he be 21? And Dak Prescott was number 30 on that list. I would take Dak Prescott over Sam Darnold all day.
Dak was top 10 in all four of the major quarterbacks.
He's been really good in recent years.
He should have two MVPs, the two MVPs he lost, Lamar Jackson record year, and then someone else had a crazy year.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, he's there.
Yep. I don't think it's outrageous. I think Dallas is going to be in that mix. I think some of the moves they made, you know, obviously losing Parsons is big, but when they needed to improve the run defense, they added Quinnen Williams, they added Kenny Clark. These guys helped the run defense. And
they just signed Von Miller, who's always there in the biggest games possible. He might not give you anything for
the regular season.
The three biggest games of the year, he's going to show up.
Yep, I think that's right.
Well, and the reason I say Cowboys is because it's not very popular, but it's still a good enough juice to where I'm not, like, hopeless. Obviously, the Rams are the clear-cut 1-1, but how many times does the clear-cut 1-1 not avoid injury,
you have a fairly ancient quarterback, you know?
He's elite, sure. Right.
I know people keep talking, putting up these little clips of Ty Simpson. Hey, listen, wake me when he throws the ball beyond the line of scrimmage. I mean, I don't care that you go 15 of 17 for 93 yards. That doesn't impress me. I'm sorry. I don't know what that has to do with playing quarterback in the National Football League. If they lose Matt Stafford, they're done. I've said this already. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, though, that the teams that cohabitate the same stadium, that the Rams and the Chargers could play for the Super Bowl. And if they do, it's in that building, which would be just absolute insanity.
I think it's very possible. But, you know, like, what's the fun in taking the – you know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
like,
I get
where's
you.
The,
yeah.
Where's the fun in that?
Yeah, the chalk.
Okay, and
yeah.
The last point, and I'll take the rest off the air.
Yeah.
Do you not feel like, just hitting on your Sam Darnold point, like, people must have forgot Christian Gonzalez was four interceptions, four dropped picks in the Super Bowl away from being the greatest DB performance of all time last year. So I think people really forget. I think people are, it's a very much like, what have you done for me recently, league and sport? But I think people get so caught up in one game. And in the end, I take Dak over Sam Darnold, and I'll take the rest off the air. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your day,
brother. I would too. And I was sort of shocked when NFL players voted Sam Darnold number 21. I think it sort of shows that sort of what I've always believed. I mean, just because you can play doesn't mean you have any idea how to evaluate talent. The two have nothing to do with one another, absolutely nothing. And when NFL players vote Sam Darnold as the number 21 player in the National Football League, that's just absolutely ridiculous. I'm sorry, it's just totally, it's a complete absurdity. It basically devalues any other selections you made because it's utterly laughable. It's just blatantly untrue. I mean, I think Sam Darnold's playing much better football than he used to play. That's good. But, I mean, the 21st best player in the league? No, I mean, did you watch the Super Bowl? I mean, they literally won despite him, not because of him. I just think that, you know, that's just craziness, and I don't even begin to understand it. So, Sam Darnold, allegedly the 21st best player. Look, do I think Dallas is live as a contending team? I do. I think they're in the mix of teams that could advance. You go back to the National Football League last year, the whole league was sort of awful. And I think that opens the possibility for lots of different things. All right, we haven't even got to our win totals yet. We'll try and at least break into them when we get back.
Food, fun, and a whole lot of football. The Roar's 2026 Bud Light College Football Kickoff Show will be live from Southern Weaving Food Hall in Easley, August 27th from 5 to 8 p.m. Come out and meet all your favorite hosts and producers.
That Scott had sent me originally. I think it was Scott who sent me that. Where is it? You have to see it regardless. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on that you can't see that when I retweet something now. Somebody told me that they did something with X that is changing the way that works. I hope not, because you need to be able to see this stuff as we're talking about it. And you need to see this Kyler Murray video. It's just absolutely hysterical. And I have... I retweeted it from the original source now, too. You should be able to see it. I'll like it, too, and see if that helps. But I don't know that it will. But,
can I look it up? I mean, just plain old look it up. Find it?
I don't know. You could try. Kyler Murray Vikings video. But it's, you know, it's not an actual video of Kyler Murray. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could try. You put, you know, funny Kyler Murray video or something. I don't know. You could try. I don't know why you just can't get it from the like or the retweet. It seems strange to me, but I'm not sure. All right. We need to get going with the win total. So here's what I want to do. I've got to get back to this. Where do I have the DraftKings info, which I saved before? Is this it? It is. Okay. I want to look at win totals. I know my Georgia fan from Twitter is with me right now, too, Zach. And he wants win total information, as do other people. I had a woman the other day going to Vegas who wanted win total stuff. So I want to go through what we've done with the win totals already and what we might add, all right? Because we're about there. And remember, DraftKings has this matchup win total deal that we engaged in, too. I don't know if we picked any in that. I think we might have picked one or two. I can't remember. I'm going to let Ramona explain all this.
Okay. The first over-under win totals, okay? You have six of them altogether.
That's it? Six total?
Yes. Okay,
No, hold on. Time out.
This is the win totals. You did them over a period of time. Okay?
Yeah. No. Hold on a minute. Because we added like 10 to that.
That's spread picks. I have that separate. You have 15 spread picks and six win totals.
There are only six win totals?
Yes. You had four for a long time, and then you added North Carolina and Maryland to the
separate times. All right, let's look at what you say we have. I thought we had more than that.
Okay, you got Syracuse over 4.5 plus 105, and over 5.5 plus 260.
Okay, so I took them twice.
Yes.
And again, if you go to DraftKings, for example. You will see, because I took these numbers off of DraftKings. DraftKings is giving you three options on every play, at least three options. Like, for example, Alabama regular season wins over 7.5, minus 240. Over 8.5, minus 125. Over 9.5, plus 220. All right? And then corresponding unders. And they're giving you... You know, three choices on overs, three choices on unders on every single game. All right, so I gave out Syracuse at two different numbers, is what you're saying?
Yes.
All right, and again, what were those numbers?
Over 4.5 plus 105, and over 5.5 plus 260.
I want to check and see where we are with that. Over. Okay, say that one more time. Over 4.5 is what?
Over 4.5 is plus 105.
Okay, it's minus 105 now.
And over 5.5 plus 260.
Okay, it's plus 245 now. So maybe people starting to warm up to my perspective on that a little bit. Now, we gave this out months ago.
Right.
When these first came out. All right. So we gave out Syracuse at two different plays, and I still like that.
Okay. The next one is Mississippi State over 4.5 at minus 110.
Okay, and I still like that. I gave that out months ago, too. My belief is that they've got a dynamic quarterback, and I think that they have a dynamic offense. They got Arnett back at defensive coordinator, who was the head coach. You don't see a lot of that. And then I just think that they were in a lot of competitive games last year where they scored a lot of points. And I think they're still going to score a lot of points. And I think their defense is going to be better. So I think Mississippi State is a dangerous team, as I've been saying. So that's still a take-it-to-the-bank deal. I feel really good about those particular plays so far.
Okay, the next one is Missouri over 6.5.
Yeah, this is the one I'm not in love with. And quite honestly, given that Ahmad Hardy was shot after I gave this out, I don't think we're obligated to keep this pick. I don't want to promote this as like I'm picking this now because I'm not. I can't answer that. You know, let's do this. Pull up their schedule. So it's that number we gave out when we gave it out was 6.5.
Yeah, that was given out on April 1st.
Let me see what that number is now. Again, I don't think that's good info. Good news on Ahmad Hardy. Over 6.5 was what? When we give it out?
I just have over 6.5. I don't have the other part.
You don't have the minus
121? No, I don't have one on that one.
Okay. It hasn't changed much. The three choices are over 5.5 minus 300, over 6.5 minus 120, over 7.5 plus 200. So the number hasn't changed much, apparently because there's no real news on Ahmad Hardy. Although I think the news is negative. That news seems really negative to me. I mean, the season's starting. It doesn't sound like they have any idea they're talking about rehab. They're not talking about football games. They're talking about his continued rehab. So I that does not sound good to me. All right, let's go over their schedule.
Okay, their first game is UAPB.
Okay, so they're 1-0.
Okay, and then they're at Kansas.
I'll give them the benefit of the doubt here too.
Okay, and then they have Troy at home.
3.
And then they're at Mississippi State.
3.5.
Okay, and then they have Florida at home.
Four.
Then they have Texas A&M at home.
4.
Then they're at Mississippi.
4.
At Arkansas.
5.
Texas at home.
5.
At Georgia.
5.
Kentucky at home.
6.
And Oklahoma at home.
Yeah, I'm tapping. Close. I'm tapping out on this. I'm out on Missouri. Forget Missouri. If you've taken that before, go take the opposite. I can't. Again, when I gave that out, Ahmad Hardy was healthy and upright and going to be the best running back in the country. Now it appears to me he's not playing. So that article we read before from 5 days ago, that does not sound good to me. And therefore, I don't like this schedule. I like Drinkwitz. I think he's a good coach, but I just can't do it with that schedule. I don't, without Hardy, I don't like it. I'm tapping out on that. I'm out. So do what you will with that. I just can't do it with no Ahmad Hardy. And again, discussion, that article that we just cited, the discussion wasn't about playing football. The discussion was about how his rehab is going. The season is starting. If you're still in a rehab phase, then that tells me you're not playing. And again, I like Austin Simmons, but they still have some talent at running back, but you know, one of the backups went to Louisville. All right. I'm out on that.
Okay. Am I changing that to under, or are you just...
No. Cancel it. Okay. I'm out.
Okay. Amount. Erase it. Okay.
Yeah. Illini J says DraftKings isn't. Is it okay in South Carolina? Oh, it is. Yeah, they're cleared. They're full go, in every state in the country now. So, yep, you're all good. Texas said Chargers are not sniffing the Super Bowl. Oh yeah, they are. Chargers are going to be one of the best teams in National Football League. And you probably should know that by now. You probably don't need me to say that. You're going to go from one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL to one of the best. They get Joe Alt and Slater back. No team, not even the Rams, getting Myles Garrett, no team gets more significant contributors back than the Chargers. And that means Amari Hampton is going to be massive. Hampton might be the best running back in the National Football League. He's, when all is said and done, he's going to be in that conversation. You're talking about a 225, 30-pound guy runs a 4.4. And if he stays healthy, he's going to be absolutely unbelievable behind that offensive line. And Justin Herbert's going to be great. And the defense is going to be better. So they're going to be in that conversation. I can't answer that right now. 650. It should have changed already. That information should have changed already. You can hear it all over our airwaves, in promotions regarding aired DraftKings. All right, what do you got?
Okay, the next one is Oklahoma over 7.5.
Oh, Texas said after all these years you called Harbaugh a dullard. Well, I didn't call him a dullard. I called him weird. I never said he couldn't coach football. I've always said he's a good football coach. Always. There's a major distinction in those two things. We've called him strange. You know, he's just dopey. But I've always said he can coach football. So, yeah, I never called him a dullard in terms of coaching football. I'm sorry, what was that?
Oklahoma over 7.5.
And by the way, I'm using the DraftKings numbers because they give me options and because they give me this match game thing that I can't get elsewhere just in terms of giving stuff out. You can use whatever numbers you find anywhere else you want. Oklahoma over 7.5. Yeah, I'm still with that. That's good. I like it. I think that Mateer has a big year. I think he has much better weapons. Satenka has a big year. The Oklahoma defense might be the best in the country. Their schedule is really difficult. I acknowledge that, but I think they're up to the schedule. I think they're a playoff team. So I'm 100% in on the over with OU.
Okay, the next one is North Carolina under 4.5.
Yeah, I mean, just easy money. They suck, and they're going to suck, and Billy Edwards sucks, and Bill sucks, and Bobby Petrino sucks, and your general manager is facing harassment charges, and your son has some medical issue or something, and your alleged concubine is could be riding on the back of Petrino's motorcycle soon. And oh yeah, and they're just a really bad football team with a really brutal schedule from their standpoint. There's no way. There's three max, and I think one is in play. I really do. I think they could go 1-11. There's no way they're getting to 5 wins. It's absolutely laughable. Rudy, I'm coming to you on the other side. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. We'll be back.
Got a busy life and missed your favorite show? The best sports talk plays on your schedule.
Yeah, baby.
All shows are online on the podcast page and ready to play when you want.
This is awesome.
Download the Roar app or visit theroarfm.com. Strike up the band because it's time for college football.
Over the middle.
And some of the spread picks. We're going to cover this in more depth tomorrow. Rudy, how are you, Rudy? Good to have you as always.
Deb Tulin, my friend. You doing okay?
Yeah, thank you, Rudy.
Hey, let me ask you. I hope you hadn't ordered any packages from Amazon because they tend to drop them in a pool.
What? Why? What happened?
Yeah, they was it's on the news now, yeah, that there was a package that Amazon drone was coming over to deliver a package.
Really?
And it dropped it in a pool.
Wow. Hopefully it wasn't electronic devices.
Well, I hope they had insurance.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah. Anyway, well, let me ask you this. I know you've been bouncing around all day like you always do, and I appreciate that. So, Joe Brady, is that what Allen needs to close the deal finally?
That's a good question.
I got one more question for you.
That's a really good question, Rudy. I'm not sure. I am mixed feelings about Brady at the pro level. I don't know what we've seen from him that's been so great. I mean, we'll see, you know, what it looks like. I think that defense needs to be better. And I also think he needs more weapons still. Now he's got one more weapon, but I don't think it's enough. I mean,
has he had any since he's been there other than Diggs?
No, it's been Diggs, and then that thing got messed up.
So now, he's like Tom Brady all over again.
Right, exactly right. And DJ Moore has been brought in, and he's looked good so far. But you know his numbers had sort of started to decline. He's had an age where wide receivers typically decline. They need DJ Moore to come in and be really impactful, and then they need Keon Coleman to wake up and to start playing like the player that he was drafted to be. Shakir's a decent.
Let me ask you this: yeah. When they go to draft, what are they looking for? Do they not look at offense?
I don't think they've done a great job drafting at all. I mean, I think that's been one of the key issues. And really, both ends. I just don't think they've done a very good job.
I'm not a Bills fan, but I'm a Josh Allen fan.
Yeah. I think it's going to be an interesting year. You know, I'll tell you one thing that has to happen. Dalton Kincaid has to blossom into a superstar. When they drafted Dalton Kincaid, the tight end, a few years ago, they really thought they were getting the next Travis Kelce. He has not yet become that. Now he's had some injury issues, but he really needs to blossom. I mean, they've got
you can't help but love the guy because he never throws off on anybody. He just
you're right.
He keeps taking the
high road,
the brunt of the load for everybody.
Yep, the high road. Yep, you're 100% right.
I feel for the guy. I do, because I think he's a heck of a quarterback. And
he's the best player in the National Football League.
He's a monster, you know, and he's got a heart. He's got a heart of gold.
Yep.
Let me ask you this. And this is one last thing. I know the AFC West is, I guess they're loaded other than the Raiders. Sorry, Robert. But what do you think about the Broncos? You think they're legit?
I think defensively they're really good. I think offensively there's still room for improvement, but I think they're getting better. So, yeah, I mean, I think they're a legit contender without question.
You think Kansas City takes the back seat yet or not?
I think that Walker is really going to help their run game. Getting Kenny Walker from Seattle was such a big factor for Seattle. I think he's really going to help their run game. But what worries me about Kansas City is that I just think Travis Kelce is washed. I think he's done. I mean, I think he's slow and unathletic now. And Patrick Mahomes used to just rely on him and target him over and over and over and over again. And Mahomes doesn't have that luxury now. So I have my doubts about that. And plus, they are in a really tough division, so we'll see.
Yeah, this is true. It's very very competitive. Yeah. Well, let me ask you one last thing. I don't know if you saw it, but I probably already know what your thoughts are on this, but what's your thoughts on the NFL players that are coming back and asking for another year in college? Thank you, brother.
Yeah, thanks, Rudy. Yeah, again, we got another crazy judge who makes another crazy decision. But, you know, I think the NCAA had to know this was coming. I'm actually so sick of talking about stuff like this. I don't mean this to you, Rudy. I didn't even bring this up today because it's just like pounding my head against the wall. Here's the thing. The one thing I will say about this, and yes, are there some really talented players available right now because of this ruling? Yes. I'm not going to sweat this too much because this is a one-year thing. This is not a recurring thing. This is about 2022 and the ramifications of that and the decision that the NCAA made. But once we clear this hurdle, that's over. So I'm not going to spend a great deal of time worrying about this part of it, because this is a one-off that's not going to happen again. And I think to some extent the NCAA had to know this was happening, and maybe was even, I don't want to say it's part of their plan to get Congress to intervene, because I just don't think they're that smart. But could that have been part of the consideration? They had to know they were going to be sued. They had to know they were going to lose these lawsuits. They had to know that, because they were doing something that you just knew wouldn't stand legal testing, in my mind. So, but I think we have a lot of craziness going on in the world of college football. This is crazy, but I don't think this is earth-shattering. I think this is a one-year thing, and then it goes away. So whatever happens, happens, and you just have to deal with it this year. Craig, how are you, Craig? Good to have you.
I know you don't have a lot of time. You know, I was talking to Ramona, and she just hung up on me. She actually said,
I can understand that.
She just hung up on me. All right, I'm calling in response to my buddy Rudy. I hope Josh Allen throws 75 interceptions this year, and the Bills go 2-0, whatever they do. It's horrible. But here's a question I want to ask you. Yeah. Actually, this is Rudy brought this up. I was talking to him last night. He was asking me, who do I want the Jets to draft? I thought, I don't know two college quarterbacks. But you were talking about how Notre Dame is going to be 50-point favorites in all these games.
Yeah.
How can you evaluate that quarterback?
Well, look, I like C.J. Carr, but I don't.
I know it's there. I'm going to hang up. But, yeah, that was the thing. How can you evaluate a quarterback like that?
Well, okay, I'll answer for you off air, Craig. Look, I'm not evaluating based on stats or games, okay? When I evaluate, I'm evaluating based on traits, on talent, on the things I see individually with that quarterback. I don't care about outcome. I can't worry about outcome. Outcome is dependent on these other factors. You've got to evaluate these guys in a vacuum. So it's a completely different thing than evaluating a college quarterback for college production. When I'm evaluating for the pro game, I'm evaluating them strictly on, and this is the mistake that was made by the Miami Dolphins with Tua. They evaluated his offense, not him. Because if you evaluated him, even though he was good in college, that was just not going to translate. And it hasn't. It's not going to. Never. So, in fact, he looks more and more like a clown show every day in Atlanta. So that's what I would say. And from a C.J. Carr standpoint, I only rank him as the 11th best quarterback in college football. He's not. He will not be one of the guys. The Jets are going to be in the Arch Manning, Dante Moore, Darian Mensah, Drew Mestemaker part of the draft. Maybe even Trinidad Chambliss. The Jets are going to be in that part of the draft. Really, and you know, we'll see what happens with Nico out at UCLA this year. But and others. But the Jets are going to be in that part of the draft. So I fully expect the Jets to come away with one of those guys. And Cade Klubnik will be what he's destined to be, a backup. Because that's all he's going to be. And the Jets are going to be moving on and finding a legitimate starting quarterback. So that's where we are. Okay, Ramona, did we finish with the win totals we've given out?
No, I mentioned North Carolina under 4.5, but you also have Maryland over 5.5 plus 105 and over 6.5 plus 220.
Okay, so I have Maryland twice.
Yes.
Okay, like Syracuse. Okay.
Yeah.
Again, I just think Malik Washington is going to elevate that program. And I think the schedule works. They suffered a really bad injury to a star young outside linebacker edge type who is just a incredible talent. But they also bring in a five-star talent there. So we'll see about that. But my primary deal with Maryland is Malik Washington. I did think the pass rush was going to be better. So that's a big loss. But I'm not going to back off this. I believe in Maryland. I believe in Malik Washington. I think there is a Vince Young element to Malik Washington. I actually think he's Vince Young with a better arm. And so he may elevate the entire program, and that's what I expect him to do. All right, so I had Maryland. Say that one more time on my two Maryland plays.
Yeah, Maryland over 5.5 plus 105, and over 6.5 plus 220.
Let me see if that has. I'm not going to change the numbers. I just want to see what it says they are now. All right. Over 5.5 for Maryland is plus 105. What?
Yeah.
That's what you had it as?
Yeah.
And over 6.5 is plus 220?
Yeah.
Okay. That's still that. Still the same numbers. Interesting. Even post injury. So I'm sticking with both of those. All right. Is there another?
No, that's all the over-under totals.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The other ones are spread.
Okay. We're going to add to this probably tomorrow. Okay. So we're probably going to add more win total plays tomorrow. We had a match, didn't we? Didn't we have a matchup win total play or more? I know we did because you told me we did yesterday.
I got one, two. Looks like two.
What do we have?
You got Clemson versus Alabama plus 5.
Plus 0.5.
Oh, so that's supposed to be
half? 0.5. Yeah, okay. If it was plus 5, I'd have an easy win. Yeah, 0.5.
Okay, I got it changed.
Yeah, Clemson. So just to be clear, I went Clemson plus 0.5 against Alabama in win total. Okay, this is offered on DraftKings. It's DraftKings matchups. I don't remember seeing this in the past, but this is up there right now, and it's still the same. So I went Clemson plus 0.5. All right.
Okay, and the other one was, where'd it go? Colorado versus North Carolina plus 1/2.
That's
the same thing, right? Plus 5.
Yes.
5,
so,
the same.
Yeah, so I took.
It changes to 1/2.
Yeah, yeah, there's no plus 5. This is plus 0.5.
It looks better.
Yeah, I will take it much better with 5. Cause,
I'm going to change it to 1/2.
Yeah. So I took Colorado plus. A half a win against North Carolina, and I still love that too. So we're down on those two matches. We'll talk about the rest tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville Anderson, WAHD-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
The ESPN Radio Sports Beat. I'm Evan
Cohen. WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville Anderson, WAHD-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
I'm Christine Lisi. Oklahoma with a big commitment to football coach Brent Venables. He agreed to a new 6-year contract running through the 2031 season, averaging more than $10.5 million per year. Sooners coming off an impressive 2025 campaign during which they made their first college football playoff appearance since 2019. ESPN college football analyst and former Sooner, Dusty Voracek.
Speaks to the trust that everyone there around the program as in Brent Venables. There's real positivity. New athletic director there on campus and Roger Denny. And I had a chance this summer to be around both Coach Venables, Roger Denny, and Jim Nagy. And there's alignment between those three. The vision and the future is clear. And that's with Brent Venables running the show there in Norman.
NBA, it's back to Cleveland for James Harden. The free agent guard agreed to a new 3-year, $97 million contract to return to the Cavaliers. NFL, Ravens starting center Danny Pinter expected to miss an extended amount of time after injuring his right leg during joint practices with the Vikings. Lions tight end Sam Laporta uncertain for the season opener due to a hip injury recently suffered. Raiders rookie QB Fernando Mendoza, top overall pick in the draft, set to start and play at least 2 quarters in tonight's preseason game against the Texans. Kickoff an hour away on ESPN. Major League leading Brewers beat the Mariners 7-4. Milwaukee scored 34 runs in taking 2 of 3.